Yes, new song, WWIB. They're a group that's in one of those rare categories that a song they made was made into a movie. Yeah, I mean, Kenny Rogers, The Gambler, that's true. And Christmas Shoes was made into a movie. I don't know. Jason Kanz, you can't say that about a lot of songs made into a movie, right?
Now I'm finding myself racking my brain thinking of other possibilities, but nothing immediately comes to mind.
Yeah. So I don't think we have given you an on-air salute for crossing the 400 consecutive days of getting Wordle. Way to go on that, friend.
Thank you. Yeah, it's fun to have that. And I'm wondering, am I just going to keep posting updates? And I probably will, because it's fun to have that happening.
I think it's kind of, here's the thing, though. I find it, I think I made 30-some at one point. And then sometimes I'll like, forget about it. And today it took me till the sixth try. Today was a little challenging. How many tries did it take you this morning?
It took me five today.
Okay.
Yeah. It was, you're right, it was a little challenging today.
See, I've said this before. My pet peeve with Wordle is if you get into a guessing game that it could be several different options as you head down the stretch, and then it's just a matter of luck, right?
Right. Yep, that definitely can happen.
And
for sure.
We shouldn't talk about the word because we don't want to spoil it for somebody else.
Correct.
Anyhow.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm getting an ego at 22. And then I just think of you and going, well, he's over 400. So he's the Cal Ripken Jr. of Wordle, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. He had a longevity streak that was pretty unbeatable.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's games played, which is incredible. The other day, I think a week ago or so, it was like in the early 80s and 82, and he maybe played his first game and continued on for over 26, totally beating Lou Gehrig's. But, DiMaggio, a hit in 56 consecutive games. Now, that's a streak, right?
Also a streak, yeah. I mean, there's this new stuff with the, including the Negro League.
Yeah, right.
In the MLB, and I think that's great.
Right.
And this guy who I'd never heard of before, Josh Gibson, and reading some of the stats from him, and really cool to read some of that about people I never knew about before.
Right. I think what it was like Ty Cobb had one of the highest career batting averages, but Josh Gibson's is higher, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Much for that. One of the things on my mind this morning before we get to Acts 2 was acceptance. It seems like in the recovery world, our friend Ed has talked about the fact that things are as they're meant to be, or things are as they ought to be. And so it seems like part of maybe the path of changing is, you know, to begin by accepting. Is that how you understand that?
That's how I understand it. I don't always like it.
Right, right. I just wonder because as I look at the world today in terms of war and politics and the social scene and humanity and even myself, right, and choices, you know, as you look back, you know, I don't know, coming up on a milestone birthday, I'm looking back and going, ugh, but I can't do anything about it. But, you know, I wonder if the other side of that coin is nothing is as it should be in a fallen world, you know?
Right. Yeah. You know, and I think there's a reality of us living in this space of, okay, I'm going to accept things as they are at the moment, knowing that I'll do what I can to change, but there are things I won't be able to change.
Yeah.
And because I think we can get really, like, bogged down with a lot of the miseries of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I can, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think what Ed talks about is that idea of, just coming to that place of accepting what is.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, in the Serenity Prayer, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change, which is 99 1/100ths, right?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
And the courage to change the little bit we can, which starts with God's help, maybe we can do some changing. All right. And the wisdom to know the difference. All right, hey, we got Acts 2, 42 and 43 on this Tuesday.
All right, it says, all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders.
Yeah, this is stuff that everybody who talks about what the church ought to be is pointing to these verses in Acts 2. I've heard of many times in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles it this way. The early church lived differently than the surrounding culture. Learn from them. Hear my word and meditate on it. Spend time with other believers in fellowship and talk about what you're learning. Pray alone and together. Share meals and regularly take the Lord's Supper together. Live with awe as you think about the beautiful things that are happening in and around you. The early disciples witnessed many signs and wonders, which were evidence of my power and presence. will you also keep your senses tuned for miracles? Final thought.
Yeah, I think it even ties into that acceptance thing we were talking about. What does it look like to look for goodness, to look for beauty in the world where it so often feels like those things are absent? And I need to be reminded of that regularly.
Fantastic. Thank you, friend. Have a great Tuesday.
Talk to you later.
Our buddy Jason Kanz. Best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB. All right, well, some interesting, kind of unusual museums that exist, Caleb.
Yes, indeed. So these are museums that you actually can go to visit if you're willing to take a bit of a road trip this summer, depending on where you are at. And the first one, yeah, not sure if I would go here or not, but it's the Museum of Bad Art out in Massachusetts. It has two galleries with paintings devoted to portraitures such as Peter the Kitty, landscape like Two Trees in Love, and a recent acquisition, a dog in a hula skirt juggling bones.
Okay,
honestly, that might be more interesting than some of the other ones I've been to.
The Sulab International Museum of Toilets is in New Delhi, India, devoted entirely to, well, you guessed it, toilets, including a replica of the monogrammed potty of Francis's King Louis XIII, which he kept under his throne in case nature called while duty called.
Strangest museums in this great United States. I figured I'd get this one. The American International Rattlesnake Museum in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Just another reason for Caleb not to go to Albuquerque. They have nearly 100 snakes, and it's not a museum where you'd think they'd be dead. They're live snakes.
Oh, boy. You're
no,
not going
thank
there.
You.
You're not. Where's Waldo? Where's Caleb? He's not going to be at that museum. The Tinkertown Museum on the road between Albuquerque and Santa Fe, New Mexico, has walls made of 50,000 glass bottles and 22 rooms of animated wooden figures, mostly carved by the late Ross Ward.
Huh, that sounds interesting. Some of the strangest museums you can visit in the United States. Layla's Hair Museum in Independence, Missouri, has more than 2,000 pieces of jewelry and 159 wreaths made from human hair, including one made from the hair of two sisters whose heads were shaved when they entered a convent.
Wow.
And someone thought, let's save that stuff and put it in a museum.
The Mutter Museum at the College of Physicians in Philly, where the Brewers are, contains a woman who died of yellow fever, a collection of shrunken heads, a tumor removed from the jaw of President Grover Cleveland, skeletons of giants, midgets, and more.
Odd.
That's not going to be at the top of my list.
How about the National Museum of Dentistry? That's okay. In Baltimore. They have Queen Victoria's toothbrush, George Washington's ivory dentures, tusks, dental commercials, and an assortment of pliers once painfully used for extracting teeth. Let me just say it. Shook Family Dental, they have much more advanced technology than that.
Those are some strange and unusual museums. We had a former co-host, I think, who went to the Vacuum Museum, right?
Well, there's the Spam Museum over in Austin, Minnesota.
That's right. Tuesday Trivia on WWIB at 14 in front of 8, 71 degrees. Caleb?
Good to have you with us, and what a great prize we have today. Halvo Praise in the Pines. It's coming up in Eagle River, Wisconsin, Sunday, July 21st. Yeah, Praise in the Pines up at Northland Pines High School featuring speaker Bob Lenz. And how about this lineup of artists? Hannah Kerr, Austin French, and Big Daddy Weave. Yes, Hannah Kerr, Austin French, Big Daddy Weave, and speaker Bob Lenz for Praise in the Pines, July 21st in Eagle River at Northland Pines High School. And we have two tickets for you if you can solve our trivia today at 715-723-2555. As always, if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call 715-723-2555. And this is one that we saw, a few days ago and thought this might be a good one.
That's
so
right.
The question is this. You'd have to do this for close to 800 minutes in order to burn enough calories to lose a single pound. What is it? You'd have to do what for close to 800 minutes to burn enough calories to lose a single pound? What are we talking about? 715-723-2555. Tuesday Trivia on the Wib Wake Up Show for two tickets to Praise in the Pines, July 21st. That's a Sunday, Eagle River, Wisconsin, at Northland Pines High School. You'd have to do what for close to 800 minutes to burn enough calories to lose just 1 pound?
Yeah, what is it? 723-2555. I love the name Praise in the Pines. And two of those three artists already, we've heard from Austin French earlier before 7. Big Daddy, we've got Hannah Kerr ready to go here out of this segment. Will we get the right answer before we hear from Hannah? 723-2555. What's the question again?
You'd have to do what? You'd have to do this for close to 800 minutes to burn enough calories to lose a single pound.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to do this for close to 800 minutes to burn enough calories to lose a single pound.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda.
Hi, Linda. What do you think?
I think it's chewing gum.
Chewing gum. Yeah, what kind of gum?
What kind of gum do you like to chew, Linda?
I actually like spearmint. Mm-hmm. Sugar-free gum.
That sounds like a good choice. Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Is that what it is? That's not what we're looking for. Thank you, Linda.
Always good to hear from you.
Wonder how long it would take to chew gum to lose a pound.
You never know.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bob from Rice Lake.
What do you think, Bob?
I'm going to say sleep.
Sleep for 800 minutes to burn enough calories to lose
That's
a single
interesting.
Pound.
Interesting. I never thought about losing weight while I slept. And that, unfortunately, friend, is not the answer.
Thank you, Bob. Call us back, 715-723-2555. You'd have to do this for close to 800 minutes to burn enough calories to lose a single pound.
All right. So no calls at the moment, but now, just as I say that, it starts to light up at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Stacy from Ladysmith.
Hi, Stacy. What do you think?
I'm going to say laugh.
Laugh.
Laughing? Close to 800 minutes. Would that mean we shed a pound? That's not it. Sorry, Stacy, but we got her laughing.
Yeah, there you go. Stacy, thank you. Call us back, 715-723-2555. So far, we've heard from Chippewa, Barron, and Rusk counties.
Huh.
Already.
Spread out. That's one of the great things here about WWIB's ministry, covering north, south, east, and west. And, nobody else stepping to the plate. Who's our cleanup guesser this morning? Guesser number 4. What do you got to do for close to 800 minutes to lose 1 pound? 723-2555. And as the music bed needs to be restarted, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, Josh from Holcomb, go ahead. What's your guess?
Fast.
You say laugh?
Fast.
Fast for 800 minutes to lose a pound.
Minutes.
Okay, sure.
How long is 800 minutes? I'm trying to think. That's a few hours. Yeah, that's
multiple hours.
It is 13 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing the math for us. We had to do it live on the air. Is it fasting?
That's not it.
So. It's not. Thanks for calling from Holcomb.
All right, we got several more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Virginia from Rice Lake.
What do you think?
Is it reading?
Is it reading?
Ah, interesting.
We are big proponents of reading on this show.
Maybe reading aloud so you're at least moving your lips or something. That's not it, though. Yeah.
Thank you, Virginia. You'd have to do this for close to 800 minutes to burn enough calories to lose a single pound. Again, we want to send you and a guest to Praise in the Pines to see Big Daddy Weave, Austin French, Hannah Curran, Speaker Bob Lenz, July 21st in Eagle River.
This looks to be the last guest we've got right now. So what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Morgan Eichem from Menominee, Wisconsin.
All right. What's your guess?
Jump rope.
Jump rope. Boy, some great guesses, Caleb.
Yes, indeed. Is it jumping rope for 800 minutes?
And this is not from the jump rope capital of the world, Bloomer, right?
Bloomer, yes.
But is that it? That is not it. So.
But good to hear from Dunn County. We'll add another county to the list that we've heard from in another city as well, too, as we'll give you another chance. What, Havel, after 7:45? We'll bring it back.
There we go. After 8 o'clock this morning.
I don't know what time it is.
That's okay. Yeah, you know, I think jump rope, maybe it wouldn't take quite 800 minutes, but some great guesses there this morning. Again, Hannah Kerr is going to be there at the Praise in the Pines, and we want to send you there as well on WIP.
It's Tuesday Trivia Try number 2, 715-723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to win today's prize, and it's 2 tickets to Praise in the Pines, July 21st. That's a Sunday at Northland Pines High School in Eagle River, Wisconsin. Speaker Bob Lenz, and how about this musical lineup? Hannah Kerr, Austin French, and Big Daddy Weave. Again, July 21st. Get your tickets at praiseinthepines.org, or we're giving you a chance to win tickets right here, right now. From us, 715-723-2555. Our question is this. You'd have to do what for close to 800 minutes to burn enough calories to lose a single pound? What are we talking about? You'd have to do this for close to 800 minutes to burn enough calories to lose 1 pound. What is it? 715-723-2555. We've heard from Chippewa County, Barron County, Dunn County, Rusk County as well. Where are we going to hear from that's going to get the correct answer? It is not chewing gum, sleeping, laughing, fasting, reading, or jumping rope. You'd have to do what for close to 800 minutes to burn enough calories to lose a single pound? 715-723-2555.
All right. Yes, we did have some terrific guesses last time. Kale Caleb has mentioned some of those, and so we need some brave, courageous folks to step forward and be the leaders in your second opportunity to win these tickets. And maybe somebody's thinking, I don't know if I'm going to... Listen, you have tickets to give away. If you can't go, you can find somebody that you can connect these with, and you can show your intelligence here. 723-2555, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morgan Isham, and I'm calling from Menominee, Wisconsin.
Hi, Morgan. Go ahead.
Okay. Is it a walk? Walking?
Is it walking? That's is it walking guess. For close to 800 minutes to burn enough calories to lose a single pound? Morgan from Menominee?
Not it.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you so much for the call. 715-723-2555.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Crystal from Jump River.
Hey, Crystal. What do you think?
How about snapping your fingers?
Snapping your fingers
That's
for 800 minutes.
Very creative.
Minutes. You know, some concerts, they'll have you do that for a while. Our friend Sue Orfield, I think, had us do that the last Sam Shovel we were in this spring. Could that
I was just
be
thinking of
looking?
The Addams Family on a loop for 800 minutes.
There you go. That's not it. Sorry.
It is not. Crystal, thank you for calling from Jump River. Call us back, 715-723-2555 for a chance to win two tickets, to Praise in the Pines, July 21st in Eagle River.
All right, keep those guesses coming. 723-2555. You get right on the air if you call right now. 723-2555. What do you have to do for about 800 minutes to just lose a pound? What do you have to do for shy of between 750 and 800 minutes to lose 1 pound? What activity?
We've heard from Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, Ladysmith, Holcomb, Menominee, and Jump River so far. Let's hear from you wherever you might be. 715-723-2555. Again, these tickets to see Austin French, Hannah Kerr, and Big Daddy Weave, along with speaker Bob Lenz, Northland Pines High School in Eagle River, July 21st, the Sunday Praise in the Pines. Two tickets on the line. You'd have to do what for close to 800 minutes to burn enough calories to lose 1 pound?
Back to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, Carl from Rice Lake, go right ahead. What's your guess?
I'm going to say fishing.
Fishing.
Fishing. Ah, interesting.
Okay. Are you a big fisherman, Carl?
I am.
Where do you like to go? What body of water?
Well, I don't want to give that up.
There you go. I didn't say where on the lake. Wow, Carl's protective.
Is it fishing for close to 800 minutes to lose a pound?
That's not it.
No, but thank you, Carl, for the call.
We can trust Carl with the, you know, the nuclear secrets. I mean,
he's not going to give up the fishing spot. Tuesday trivia try number 3 here on the WIB Wake Up Show. 715-723-2555, the number we're asking you to dial if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days. This is your chance to win two tickets for Praise in the Pines. It's a wonderful Christian music and speaking event, July 21st, Eagle River, Wisconsin, Northland Pines High School. Sunday, July 21st, features Christian speaker Bob Lenz. And how about this musical lineup? Big Daddy Weave, Austin French, and Hannah Kerr. Two tickets for you. 715-723-2555 if you can guess this question, which is some folks for a couple tries so far, Halvo.
Yeah, that's right.
You'd have to do what for close to 800 minutes to burn enough calories to lose a single pound? You'd have to do this for close to 800 minutes to burn enough calories to lose 1 pound. What is it? 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Morgan Isham again from Menominee, Wisconsin.
Yes.
All right, here's my guess. My third guess is running in place.
Running in place.
That's a good one.
So not going anywhere, but just running in place, jogging in place, picking the feet up and down, burning those calories.
It's a long time to go to burn just a pound. That's not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Morgan from Menominee, for calling. 715-723-2555. Your turn next, friends. You'd have to do what for close to 800 minutes to burn enough calories to lose 1 single pound.
Yeah, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John from Ladysmith.
What do you think, John?
My guess is sitting in your rocking chair while listening to Phillips, Craig, and Dean.
That's a very specific guess.
You know what? And tell you what, even if the answer was sitting in your rocking chair, and we would give you that, but that is not it. Sorry.
Thank you, PCD John.
All right. He gave us 3 jokes on Make Us Laugh Monday yesterday.
Busy, yes.
Yeah, talk about an act. He wants to be Listener of the Week. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Tammy, what do you think?
Jumping jacks.
Jumping jacks, yeah.
For 800 minutes straight, would that burn a single pound?
That's a lot of them. That is not what we're looking for. Sorry.
Thank you. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
The listeners are calling better this time than the previous two. So it's a fast and furious. They're coming at us at 723-2555. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
Okay.
In Chippewa. Walking.
Walking.
Yeah. Walking. And it's I think that has been guessed earlier. So, Linda, you can have a bonus guess here if you'd like.
What do you think?
I'll have to think about that one.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Call us back. You'd have to do this for close to 800 minutes to burn enough calories to lose a single pound. For two tickets to Praise in the Pines, Big Daddy Weave, Austin French, and Hannah Kerr, along with Speaker Bob Lenz, July 21st, Eagle River.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau again.
All right, Tammy, what do you think?
My son thinks it's jump rope.
Jump. That's been guessed.
Yep, has been guessed. You want a bonus guess, Tammy?
Anything else?
Sure. How about sit-ups?
Sit-ups.
Yeah, doing sit-ups for close to 800 minutes. Could that burn a pound? Not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555 if you can get through to guess.
Yeah, hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Aiden Westby from Gilman.
All right. Hi.
I think it's standing.
Standing. Just standing.
Ah, that's interesting.
Okay, just standing around. Will that burn enough calories in 800 minutes to lose a single pound?
Is that what we're looking for this morning? And actually, that is not what we're looking for. So sorry about that.
Good to hear from Gilman. 715-723-2555, the number to call.
All right, a couple more guesses. Hi, make it three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chris Eau Claire.
All right, Chris, what do you think?
I think it's sleeping.
Sleeping. That's been guessed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, then I'm going to guess... Breathing.
Just breathing in and out.
Just keep breathing.
Just keep breathing.
It's not
what we're looking for. Would you believe that's the first time we've heard from Eau Claire, actually?
Huh. Yeah, what do you know? The big city. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Second to last guess here.
Rose from Phillips.
All right, Rose, what do you think?
Sleeping.
That's been guessed.
Sleeping has been guessed. Guess again, Rose, if you'd like.
Brush your teeth.
Is it brushing your teeth for 800 minutes? I know we tell my kids, got to brush for at least 2 minutes. 800 minutes, would that burn a pound?
No.
Good job thinking on your feet, though, Rose.
Again, with all these answers, I mean, who knows how much you could lose, but it's just not what we're looking for. Hi, last one of the day. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mark, Jody Wells-Cox. Is it laughing?
That's been guessed.
Oh, gosh, let's see, what else do we got? Hugging
for 800 minutes to burn 1 pound.
It's not it.
Feel like
sorry. Okay.
Sorry.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, you too. All right, Caleb, it's on to Win It Wednesday.
Yes, indeed. We'll give you another shot to win two tickets to, again, see Big Daddy Weave, Austin French, and Hannah Kerr with Speaker Bob Lenz, July 21st, Northland Pines High School. It's called Praise in the Pines in beautiful Eagle River, Wisconsin. Your chance to win those tickets coming up tomorrow, or get your tickets now at praiseinthepines.org.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug. W-W-W.